48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene provides you with a comprehensive knowledge base on the secrets to power and influence. It is an invaluable guidebook that can help you understand how power works, how it is maintained and wielded, and how to use it effectively. The book covers many topics related to power, including negotiation tactics, dealing with difficult people, leveraging resources for personal gain, using deception in negotiations, creating impressions, and influencing others. By becoming familiar with these strategies, readers will learn how to use them ethically without taking advantage of anyone or damaging relationships. Ultimately, reading 48 Laws of Power will help you better understand the dynamics of power and how to use it more effectively for your own benefit. Law 1. Never outperform the master. Do what you can to put your boss's mind at ease. Don't go too far to impress or please them if you don't want to make them feel afraid or insecure. People treat those at the top of society as if they were royalty. For them, success means being at ease with the tasks they are given and being smarter, more sophisticated, and more witty than everyone else. It's a common but deadly mistake to think that showing off your skills will make the master love you more. Trying to replace the boss is a very risky thing to do. Those in charge must have faith in their own skills, a sense of being better than their subordinates, and a feeling that they deserve the benefits of their position. When they don't feel good, they act aggressively. Everyone will be angry and jealous of you if you show off your skills, including your boss, your subordinates, and your peers. You can't worry too much about other people's jealousy, but if you don't deal with your boss's anger well, it could lead to serious problems. They can make heads roll, but not in the same way that ancient kings and queens did. Don't risk upsetting a boss by trying to show him how good you are. He may act grateful right now, but he'll get rid of you as soon as he can and hire someone less skilled and less dangerous. Instead of admitting that you made him feel less safe, they'll come up with some other reason to get rid of you. Law 2. Never lay too much trust in friends. Know how to manipulate enemies. Be careful of your friends because they are more likely to betray you quickly because they are jealous of you. Because of this, they also became evil and ruled by force. If you hire someone who used to be your enemy, they will be more loyal to you than a friend would be because they want your approval so much. When we need help, our first instinct is to ask our friends for it, but you should really think about this before you do it. Friends will often say they agree with everything you say in order to avoid a fight. You don't tell your friends about your flaws because you don't want to hurt them. Because of this, you can never really know how a friend feels about you. When you're in charge, don't give in to the urge to hire a friend. If you hire a friend, you might not be getting the best person for the job. Competence and skill are more important than a close friend. Also, good feelings can sometimes get in the way of doing something useful. Hiring a friend is a great way to find out about their hidden skills and experience. If you do something nice for them, it will also throw off the balance of the relationship. People like to feel like they've earned their way in the world, and it's possible that doing favors for them will start to feel like a burden. Their anger will come out slowly, in short bursts of honesty, jealousy, and resentment. You can't fix your relationship by doing more things for each other. That will only make things worse. When used in the right way, enemies can be much more useful than friends. The first step in choosing the right ones is to figure out who is most likely to help you reach your goals. If you can get over your dislike for your enemy and get him to join your cause, he will be very helpful. Law 3. Hide your intentions. Don't tell anyone about your plan. Keep your real goals a secret. If they don't know what you're up to, they can't plan a defense. To trick people, it's best to put on a friendly and believable front or smokescreen and hide your real goals. Putting on a neutral face and act is a great way to hide your true feelings. It makes your target feel calm and safe, which makes him more likely to walk right into your trap. You might think that good con artists are outgoing public speakers who make up stories to trick people, but the best con artists don't look like they're up to anything. If you want to trick someone into thinking you are who you say you are, you can use a smokescreen made up of normal things and situations. Once you've got the gullible guy's attention with something he knows, he won't be able to see through to the real trick. To put it simply, it works because people can only think about one thing at a time. They don't know that the person who seems nice to them is actually trying to catch them. A decoy, on the other hand, is a clear attempt to get your attention, while a smokescreen is meant to make you forget about it. A blank face might be the easiest way to hide something. Law 4. Always say less than you could. The more you try to convince them with words, the more boring and ineffective you will seem. If you make your statements vague and open-ended, even the ones that sound most generic will seem original. We try and get power, how you look is very important. When you don't talk much, you seem powerful and mysterious. Don't forget these rules. Silent people make everyone feel uncomfortable. People want to know what you are thinking because they don't like being in the dark. When you know your language well, they won't understand what you say. When people give short answers or don't say anything at all, their defenses go up. As they try to fill the silence, they reveal their true intentions and weaknesses, which you can use to your advantage. They will look at every word you said and try to figure out what it all means. When they pay so much attention to what you say, it makes you seem more important. Most of the time, the less you say, the more mysterious you seem and the more serious and deep your words sound. Andy Warhol realized that he could have more of an impact by saying less and leaving his words open to different meanings. He would sometimes say something really stupid on purpose. The people he was talking to thought he was saying something important, but they didn't know what it was. Marcel Duchamp taught him that the less he said about his work, the more people talked about it, and the more people wanted it. Law 5. Guard your reputation with life. People have power when they treat each other with respect. One's reputation is the only thing that can persuade and win people over. If one's reputation is damaged, they can be attacked from all sides. Your mind can never fully understand anyone, but we can avoid interacting with other people, so we usually judge them based on what they look like. There is a wide range of speech, action, and presentation. How you look has a big impact on how people think of you. Carefully build and protect your reputation. To be powerful, you have to be in charge of how other people see you. People can be scared of and influenced by your reputation alone, so it's important to work hard to build and keep it. When trying to make a name for yourself, it's best to focus on one admirable trait, like being smart, hardworking, or kind. This should be something that people talk about and take note of. It's best for you to show it off to as many people as you can. As a calling card, the trait that gives you your reputation lets people know you are around and makes them more open to your influence. Having a great reputation adds to the impressive things you already do, making you even more powerful and worthy of awe and respect. It's possible that you'll reach your goals before you even do anything. During World War II, the German general Rommel was known for being smart, which made people afraid of him. Even if there were a lot more British tanks than his troops, cities would still leave when he got close. Law 6. By all means, attract attention. We care about how people see us at first. You should never fade into the background or become unknown. It's pointless to not be seen, so make sure people can see you. Get people's attention by doing something shocking or upsetting. I don't mind scandals as long as they don't go too far. Don't worry about whether the focus is good or bad. It will make you stronger either way. Some people are just not born with the ability to get people's attention. You need to learn the skills you need. To stand out from the crowd, you need to be known for something that makes you different. People might notice you and talk about you because of something as simple as your clothes or hairstyle or as complicated as your habits or quirks. There is no such thing as bad publicity, and any kind of attention is welcome. P.T. Barnum made it easy for his critics to say bad things about him, and he never spoke up for himself. He tried to look like a con man on purpose. People look up to people who are bigger than life and who could be easily recognized as such. So don't be shy about adopting traits that will make you stand out. Rather than being ignored, it's better to be controversial and attacked. As a general rule, if you're good at putting on a show, you'll do well in any field. Law 7. Take credit for others' work. Use what other people know, have done, and have thought of. You'll save time and energy, of course, but you'll also have a sense of holy speed and efficiency. As people praise you, they will forget about the people who help you. Pay someone to do your work. Use other people's hard work to help you reach your goals without giving them any credit. You'll get all the credit for your work, but your helpers won't be remembered. You waste your time and energy when you do things that other people could do for you or that have already been done. Using other people's work and then giving yourself credit for it makes you look powerful and very productive. There are two ways to use other people for your own benefit. You can just watch them do the work and then steal their results. You can make people do what you want and then take credit for what they did. Think of vultures if you want to steal from others. After a long enough time, another animal will always give the vultures something to eat. People are often like vultures, waiting in the shadows for the chance to eat the hard work and success of others. Complaining won't help, so the best thing to do is learn how to become a vulture. Law 8. Have other people come to you. Lure them if you have to. When trying to get someone to do something, always remember that you have the upper hand. It's best to draw your opponent in so they can't get away from you and tell you what they're planning. Use promises of huge benefits to get them to be greedy, and then strike. Know that you are in a powerful position. Aggression is a common way to get to the top, but it usually costs a lot. If you insist on using force as your main strategy, you'll have to spread your attacks out over a target area that keeps getting bigger. You'll get tired of this at some point. You're no longer in charge, so you have to react to your opponents without thinking about what will happen next. To be powerful, you don't have to be mean. Instead, you have to do what you set out to do well. A good strategy is to set traps and then wait for them to catch prey. You win not just the battle, but the war as a whole, the battle. Keep the lead by making your opponents react to you, which puts them on the defensive. When you make people come to you, you take control of the conversation. To be successful, you need to stay in charge of your emotions and don't do anything hasty. When you push or bait someone, you are playing with their emotions, which you can use to your advantage. Law 9. Win through your actions. Never try to win through argument. No matter how well you think you did in an argument, you will pay a high price for it. All of the bad feelings and damage you cause will last much longer than a quick change of mind. During a fight, your opponent might seem to agree with you, but that doesn't mean they do. Even if they agree with you well, they might be very angry with you. Or maybe the way you said it, or how you said it was offensive. On top of that, people don't pay much attention to what you say because they know you'll make up numbers and citations to back up your argument. Showing is much more convincing than telling. Your target doesn't need to guess what you're saying because she can just look at what's in front of her. Christopher Wren knew that proof is better than argument. When the mayor of Westminster built a two-story town hall, he did so out of fear that his office might be destroyed. Even though Wren knew it couldn't be done, he added two more columns to make the mayor happy. Years later, people who worked on the scaffolding saw that the columns didn't actually touch the roof. If you want someone to agree with you, you should show them instead of telling them. Law 10. Avoid unhappy and unlucky people. When you're around people who are sad, you might want to kill yourself. When someone shows how they feel, it could spread to other people. It's easy to get caught up in someone else's problems, but in the end, it'll feel worse than they do. Instead, hang out with people who are happy and lucky. People are easily influenced by the thoughts, opinions, and personalities of those around them. It's only fair to offer comfort and help to people who have been hurt by things they couldn't change. Others' sadness, on the other hand, is often caused by their own destructive actions and the way they make other people feel. You can't help them get better. Instead, the weight of their problems will change you. People whose moods and problems we spend the most time with might easily rub off on us. People who are unhappy or unstable all the time have the most power because they are so strong. It might take you a while to figure out that they are the cause of their own problems because they act like victims. By the time you realize it, these infectors have already lured you in. When it comes to getting power, the people you hang out with can make or break your chances of success. If you hang out with infectors, people will lose respect for you and spend time trying to stay away from you. Constantly complaining and feeling like you've been wrong are two of the worst and most contagious things you can do. Law 11. Learn to make people depend on you. To be independent, you have to make other people want and need you. Surprisingly, having more people depend on you will give you more freedom. Make them feel like they're helping their own development and growth, and you won't have to worry about anything. Don't let them tell you everything and make you wish you knew more of what you already know. When leading a group, it's important to be able to get people to do what you want. You can force people to do what you want, but the best results come when they do it on their own. To reach this goal, you must make sure that they depend on you for everything. This works well with people of all ranks, but it really shines when a high-level manager is doing your bidding and you're really in charge. Make yourself so important to his business that losing you would cause him a lot of trouble. You can then use your will to win. Power involves relationships with allies, dupes, opponents, and superiors. However, many people think that this means they have to give up their independence in order to be successful. A person who is totally free but has no control over anything is said to be autonomous. But you have more freedom to do what you want when other people depend on you. Frederick I and his brother William Q, who were both weak Prussian kings, depended on Otto von Bismarck a lot and did what he said because they were afraid he would leave them if they didn't. Make yourself so important to the company's success that your boss is afraid to try to run the business without you. If you want to be in this position, having a skill or talent that no one else has is one way to get there. Law 12. Be selective with your honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. A series of problems can be hidden by one simple action. Even the most wary people can be won over by genuine acts of kindness and openness. Distraction is at the heart of lying. When the people you want to trick are busy with something else, it's easier to pull off a trick. They act like children again and gobble up any sign of affection. Illusion and diversion are inseparable partners. By taking their attention away, you can set up your trap or trick without making them suspicious. The best way to get someone's attention is to do something unexpected, like being honest or kind. People respond to this method with eager, childlike thanks because it calms their fears and brings out their inner child. The Chinese name for this strategy is give before you steal, because the gift distracts the target while the theft is happening. The gift could be money, time, a favor, or even just the appearance of being honest. One purpose is to take attention away from a task for a short time. Another is to make it easier to agree to a request or action that comes next. When you first meet someone, it's best to be honest, but pick and choose what you say. If someone trusts you from the beginning, it will take a lot to break that trust, which gives you more time to set your traps. You can build a good reputation if you are honest all the time. Law 13. When you want to ask for help, appeal to the person's self-interest. If you need your friend's help, be careful not to annoy them by bragging about how helpful you've been in the past. They'll do anything to avoid having to deal with you. Find a small flaw in your bid or the way you're working with them and make a big deal out of it. Most people can't get away from their own ambitions and wants, so they never reach their goals. They act like the people they're talking to care about what they have to say about their problems, but that may not be the case. If you want to move up, you'll have to ask those who are already at the top for a favor. Still, asking is an art. Just saying what you want isn't enough. If you want to get what you want out of the relationship, it's not about what you want, but about what the other person wants. Most likely, she doesn't give a hoot about your problems, and if you bring them up, she'll think you're needy or annoying. Make sure that your plea isn't based on something small, like your loyalty, friendship, or past favors for the other person. Doing so will hurt your chances. To show her why she should do what you want, you need to know what motivates her and what is important to her. Imagine what the other person sees by putting yourself in their shoes. Do you know of any of her goals or enemies that you might be able to help her with? Think about how you might be able to help her reach her goals or meet her needs. Law 14. Disguise as a friend, work as a spy. You spy to learn about the competition and stay one step ahead of them. Superior even. You should spy on your own. Recognize the value of people watching in a social setting where it is polite to do so. Use leading questions to find out what they do wrong and why. The point of getting power is to change the way things go. You can have the upper hand if you know their plans, goals, and any hidden wants that might come out. If you want to lead other people, you need people skills. Their goals, plans, and plans for the future, as well as their flaws, secrets, and hidden reasons. When you know this about them, you can guess how they will act. Most people, however, won't go out of their way to tell you these things, so you'll need to find a way to find out these things without them knowing. There are two ways to get this done. 1. Send spies in. Using third parties as spies, like people who already work for your target, can be helpful, but it can also be dangerous. You can learn a lot, but you won't be able to tell your spies what to do. They could expose you, make things worse, or turn against you by accident. The second thing you should do is, 2. Turn into a spy. Keep a good attitude and listen to what other people say. To get information, it's easy and effective to act like a friend. Keep your mouth shut and listen to what other people have to say. Here are some more suggestions. Pay close attention, especially at gatherings. When people drink, their inhibitions go down, which makes them relax and try to be friendly. If you don't say much but are genuinely interested in other people, they will talk to you. You can make friends and allies this way, and you can also find out things that are hidden. But don't ask too many questions, or you might seem like you're too nosy. Talk to people in a friendly way. Law 15. Completely destroy your enemy. Since Moses, every great leader has known how important it is to completely defeat a dangerous enemy. They sometimes had to find out the hard way. Stopping in the middle of a demolition costs more than going all out, so it's best to avoid doing that. If you wait too long, your enemy will get better and come back to get revenge. Break both their mind and body. In history, there are many examples of leaders who were kind enough to beat their enemies but still let them live. The bad guy, of course, waited until he was angry enough and ready to get his revenge before acting. Your enemies only dislike you and want to wipe you off the face of the earth. If you want peace and safety, do to others what they would have done to you. Once you have the upper hand, don't wait to deal a killing blow. They don't have to be killed, but they shouldn't have any way to fight back. Once upon a time, it was common to send someone away. For example, after nearly getting rid of Mao Tse's communist tongues in the 1930s, Chiang Kai-shek turned his attention to the Japanese invaders. But after 10 years, the communists won and Chiang had to flee to Taiwan because his army had been defeated. You must have full control over your opponents and leave them no room to move. Don't bargain because it will make your win less valuable. For your own safety, you have to crush them. Law 16. Gain respect and honor with your absence. As you meet more and more people, you start to look like just another person. You should spend some time away from a group where you feel like you belong. This will make people talk well of you and maybe even look up to you. You need to know when it's time to leave. By not being there, you can make a point. What dies out or becomes rare all of a sudden becomes something we should respect and honor. To be powerful, you have to be both there and not there. You stand out from everyone else and make them look bad. If you try to be everywhere at once, though, people will stop paying attention to you and you will lose power as a result. This is where the lack of something comes in. If you know when people are getting tired of you, you can leave at the right time to keep your standing or even improve it. This is how the circle of seduction and love keeps going. If your partner starts to take you for granted, you should spend some time apart. When you leave, they miss you, and when you come back, they miss you even more. The books by J.D. By Going Away, authors like J.D. Salinger and Thomas Pynchon have made people curious about them forever. Economics is all about scarcity, or the idea that something is not enough. The less of something there is, the more it's worth. The art dealer Joseph Duveen drives up the price of paintings by buying and storing whole collections. The next step is to use this method to improve your own skills. Make sure that what you have to offer stands out and is truly unique. Law 17. Create suspense and be unpredictable. People want to see that others understand them and have a natural tendency to do things they like over and over again. The most unsettling thing about life is how sudden and unpredictable the unexpected can be. That's why we get scared when things like tornadoes and earthquakes happen. We don't know when they'll attack. This is, to a lesser extent, what happens when people act in a chaotic way. People are scared of natural disasters because they can happen at any time and can't be prepared for. People react the same way to people who are unpredictable. We all like it when other people stick to their routines and habits, whether it's because they're lazy, like to be comfortable, or want to keep their minds at ease. We also tend to do the same thing. Animals act in similar ways, so being a good hunter means being able to spot patterns. But being able to catch people off guard is a useful skill for people in power. By doing something unexpected, you can keep your opponents off balance and give yourself some room to move. This means that they could also make some mistakes. You can win with this strategy even if you're not the favorite. During the Civil War, General Stonewall Jackson kept moving north and then back south. This confused and slowed down the much stronger Union forces that were marching on Richmond. General George McClellan, who led the Union forces, stopped moving forward while he tried to figure out what was going on. This gave the South time to build up defenses around Richmond. Because of this, what looked like a sure loss turned out to be a tie. Jackson used this strategy a lot, and each time it worked out well. When you're at a disadvantage, it's important to be hard to guess. You can use this strategy to make a dramatic point or to put people on the defensive in everyday life. Law 18. Withdraw for a while, but don't isolate yourself. The world is a dangerous place, and our enemies can be found almost anywhere. Everyone must take steps to keep themselves safe. It looks like a fortress is the best way to keep safe. Machiavelli, on the other hand, said that from a military point of view, fortresses are always a bad idea. Because there isn't much room in a fortress, diseases like the plague and contagious diseases can spread easily. Isolating a fortress in a key spot doesn't make it safer and usually makes things worse. When you're worried or in danger, it can be tempting to pull away from other people. This is not true, though. Most military leaders know that hiding behind impregnable fortresses is not a good way to stay safe. First of all, it makes you an easy target because everyone will be able to find you. That well-planned siege by your enemies can easily turn your fortress into a prison. You depend on a small number of sources more and more. You also have no way to get help from or learn about the outside world. People usually lose when they stay by themselves. Isolation as a military strategy doesn't work in the personal world either. To stay in power, you need a group of people to back you up. You must be the center of everything and everyone, and you must be aware of both. When you feel threatened, you might want to stay alone, but that's not the best thing to do. Be more outgoing by getting back in touch with old friends and making new ones. You'll know what's going on and be ready to take the right steps. As you meet more people and make more friends, it will be harder and harder for people to keep secrets from you. As a person spends more time with other people, he or she is less likely to lose perspective and get distracted. People can't plot against you behind your back if you're always on the move, and it's much harder to find you than if you were hiding behind a wall. Law 19. Don't offend the wrong person. Have an idea of who you're dealing with. No one will respond the same way to the way you do things. If someone cheats or tricks them, some people will spend the rest of their lives planning how to get even. Choose your goals and enemies carefully. Don't always believe what you see. A person who seems bold and sure of themselves on the outside is probably a complete wimp. Don't rely on your gut to figure out how to beat your opponent. If you want to be in charge, you won't get far if you treat everyone the same. To be successful in anything, you need to be able to figure out what kind of person you're dealing with. Here are the top 5 risk groups, most of which you should stay away from because it's not worth your time or will hurt you in the end. They are a little too sensitive and full of themselves, reacts irrationally and too much to things they think are wrong. A person who is afraid of failing, someone who is weak. Lets feelings rise to the surface, then attacks with a series of small jabs. Suspicion prone to a pathological degree. Thinks everyone is trying to hurt him. He is like Stalin in that he is really crazy and easy to fool. You can turn him against other people, but watch out that he doesn't turn against you. Shrewd and unfeeling. When hurt, doesn't show any outward signs of anger. Instead, plans carefully and waits for the right time to get even. Because he is a snake, it would be better to crush him than hurt him. described in a bad way as having a slow mind or being very literal. Not dumb enough to fall for a scam because they can't see what's in it for them. It's a waste of time to try to trick him. Tell him a joke and see if he laughs or takes the punchline literally. If the answer is no, go to the next person. To have authority, you need to know your audience and the people you know. The best case scenario is that you waste time because you don't know what your goals are, either because you chose the wrong person or did the wrong thing. If you insult someone when you mean to praise them or make them feel insecure, for example, your actions could go wrong and cause you trouble. Do your research before getting to know someone new. Before you act on gut feelings or first impressions, give them some thought. It's easy to hide who someone really is. Law 20. Don't take sides. Taking a side in the argument is a bad idea. Don't make promises to anyone or anything else besides yourself. If you stay on your own, people will treat you like their boss. Get them to fight with each other, and they will eventually follow you. People will respect you more if you don't say yes to anyone or anything. You'll have a lot of power because the other camp can't take you prisoner. People will want to help you more if they think you can think for yourself. When someone sees that someone else is desired, they want to be desired in the same way. But if you give in, you'll lose your charm and stop being sought after right away. A lot of people will try to buy your support by giving you gifts and special treatment in exchange for it. Don't feel like you have to accept the gifts if you don't really want to. Make sure you don't hurt anyone's feelings or make it seem like you don't like long-term relationships. Instead, you should focus on keeping people interested in you and asking for their help. Make the game work for you. Law 21. Appear dumber than your enemy. The point of the trick is to make it seem like your victims are smarter than you are. Once they know this, they won't ever think you're up to something bad. Be careful before you say something that could be taken as an insult to someone's intelligence. You don't want to make them feel stupid. Also, this part of the human ego can be used to your advantage in your projects. By making other people look smarter than you are, you can get them to let down their guard and stop wondering what your real goals are. Prussian Minister Bismarck was able to get Count Blohm of Austria to agree to a treaty that helped Germany but hurt Austria by appealing to Blohm's sense of self-interest. The night before the talks were to start, Bismarck asked Blohm to play Quins, one of Blohm's favorite card games. He acted too quickly and made mistakes, which Blohm saw as proof that the treaty didn't have any hidden traps. The next day, he signed it without reading the fine print, and Bismarck was proud because he had never thought an Austrian would agree to such a deal. If you start out in a low position and want to move up, you might look obedient and naive to make people think you are smarter than you are. You won't be seen as a threat by your coworkers, and you'll move up the ranks. Even if nothing else happens, you'll have some time to do whatever you want. Law 22. Change weakness into power by using the surrendering trick. When you can't win, don't keep fighting to prove your worth. The concession gives you room to breathe while you get back on your feet, annoy and upset your opponent. This gives you time to wait until their strength starts to fade. Do this the next time someone tries to get you mad and you want to fight back. You shouldn't fight back in any way. Most of the time, this will make them easier to talk to. Giving up to your opponents puts you in charge, which may seem like a contradiction, but it can be the smartest thing to do. People tend to overreact when their opponents do something wrong, which makes problems worse. When someone is aggressive, the natural response is more aggression. But your enemy will respond by becoming even more hostile. The weaker side will be completely destroyed. It's smarter and more likely to work to give up and turn the other cheek. That will stop your opponent from being aggressive and make her confused, giving you an advantage in terms of strategy. During the time that your enemy thinks she has won, you can work on improving your position, finding out where your enemy is weak, and planning how you will get back at her. Even though you appear to be agreeable, your inner resolve is strong. It takes a lot of patience to act like you're dead for a long time, making your opponent think she's won when she hasn't. In the end, you'll be the one who loses if you get up too early and ruin the show. It's natural for people to want to get away from a big danger, but in the end, he will catch up to you and kill you. Stay far away and strike when it's the right time. The power goes on and off. Anyone who is at the top right now will end up at the bottom. Those who give up are often the ones who can make the most money from the inevitable disaster. Law 23. Concentrate your forces. The world's countries are now further apart than ever before. Each of us is completely disoriented and all over the place. We can't focus on one thing for fear of losing track of a thousand others. Pay close attention to the part that will be the most difficult. When intensity goes up against apathy, intensity always comes out on top. If you want to have more power, you need to find that one person who will support you no matter what. Distractions and demands from the outside world can make a person less motivated and hurt their performance in any task. The key is to make a list of your goals and give your full attention to the most important ones. The same goes for using power. If you divide your time and attention too much, you'll be able to get more done. K. Casanova's only thought while he was in jail was how to get out. After months of digging in secret, he was moved to a new cell, but he kept working on getting out until he was able to. No matter who you are or what you do, if you want to be in charge or already in charge, you'll need help from people who are stronger than you. Focus on your best chance of success instead of trying to win over everyone. This will increase your chances of success and save you valuable time and money. Law 24. Play the perfect courtier. In a country where power and diplomacy are the most important things, only the best courtiers can do well. One who has mastered variance can show respect for those in charge while still having a subtle and sophisticated effect on others. In any situation where power is being fought over, it's important to know the rules and find ways to bend or break them. Even in the modern world, an experienced courtier or official who knows his way around the halls of power can still gain a lot of power. You can learn a lot about this by looking into historical courtiers. In the modern world, politics are still run by the same rules that were set up when there were kings and queens. Here are some examples. Quit bragging. When you brag about what you've done, it can make your peers jealous and lead to backstabbing. Don't lose your temper. Make your hard work look easy, and people will respect and like what you can do. Be careful when using flattery. If you flatter your bosses too much, it makes them think more highly of you, which makes them wonder what you want. Use subtle flattery, like bragging about your boss's skills. Get some positive attention. This requires juggling skills. You want to get people's attention without coming off as arrogant. You can't move up the ranks if you don't stand out. Use a unique tone without going too far. Modify your approach. Adjust your tone and delivery to fit the people you're talking to. You can't be successful if you can't get along with new people and situations. Try not to be the person who has to tell someone bad news. The old saying that people tend to kill the person who tells them bad news is true. Try to avoid being the one to tell your coworkers bad news by any means possible. Try not to get too close to your boss. Your boss doesn't want you to be friends with anyone. If he comes up to you, you should be friendly, but you should be careful. If not, act like a professional. Don't ever make fun of a higher-up when you see them. You can avoid getting hurt if you know you need to give constructive criticism. Do it, but try to be as quiet and calm as possible. In general, you shouldn't ask your boss for too many favors. Try to limit how often you ask for favors so you don't feel bad or annoyed when you have to say no. Do what you can to impress your bosses so they will give you what you want without you having to ask. Don't laugh at the way people look. Do not make fun of a superior's appearance or taste under any circumstances, even if you think she is not around. It will end up coming back to bite you. Avoid being a naysayer. If you constantly criticize other people, they will eventually start to criticize you. When you talk about what other people have done well, though, you will get praise for your own work. Don't meddle in my business. Think about how other people see you so you don't do things that might offend them. Master your feelings. The key is to train yourself to act like an actor and fake your way through whatever response is needed. Also, watch how you say things. Try your best to keep up. You shouldn't risk looking like a dinosaur, but you also shouldn't try too many new ways to say things. Glad to have you around. Try to make the people around you happy. If you can't master full affability, make your less attractive traits less noticeable. Law 25. Recreate yourself. Don't try to fit into the ideas that other people have about you. Make a new version of yourself that can keep people's attention and will never get old. Your personality is not just made up of your natural traits. In addition to your genes, your upbringing, friends, and the environment have all affected your personality. If you want to really impress people, use some cool gadgets in public. Your power will grow, and your reputation will become legendary. How well did you know about this? French architect Jules Mansart worked on many buildings for King Louis XIV at Versailles. When he designed the gardens, he would leave obvious mistakes on purpose so that Louis could point them out. Then Mansart would praise the king's response in front of the other courtiers. A person's unique personality is shaped by their upbringing, their friends, and the things that happen in their lives. But this process is completely passive. You need to take charge of your identity and shape it to fit your current situation. The representations you create are what give you access to and control over your power. The first step is to realize that you have to put on a show for other people and feel the right emotions for the situation. Second, create a persona that sets you apart and gets people interested in you. Lincoln, for example, became famous by putting on a flannel shirt, overalls, and a handlebar mustache, and acting like a simple country lawyer. Not only was he the first president whose image was widely spread through photographs, but he also became the president who was photographed the most. A compelling performance needs more than just a striking look. It also needs a compelling story with rising and falling tension and a satisfying ending. FDR planned when and where to do things so that they would have the most effect. On his first day in office, he gave a fiery speech and quickly put his plans into action by passing laws and appointing cabinet members. Law 26. Keep your hands clean. You need to show that you were the best example of professionalism and good manners. Bad decisions and bad behavior will never hurt your record. Keep your good name by making others look bad and hiding your tracks. The main idea here is to move or get rid of a physical symbol of guilt or wrongdoing. Your honor and reputation depend more on what you don't tell people than on what you do tell people. Even though everyone makes mistakes, sometimes the smartest people know how to hide their mistakes and let someone else take the blame. Always be ready with a scapegoat in case you need one. Mistakes don't hurt powerful people as much as the way they deal with them. The worst thing you can do is make excuses or say you're sorry. Sorry doesn't help, and making excuses doesn't make things better. They make you question your skills. Have you made similar mistakes before? Your goals and why you want to do what you want to do. The better, the faster you can change your attention from one person to another. Someone has to be held responsible. The Hebrew priests would put the people's sins on a goat, which is how the word scapegoat came to be used. In some cultures, a human scapegoat was killed and given to the gods as a sacrifice. Most people are used to putting the blame on someone else, so this strategy helps both the person who is being blamed and the people who are being blamed on. Unfortunately, it's human nature to blame others instead of looking at one's own actions to figure out what might have caused bad things to happen. When scapegoating is done by someone else, the victim is always thought to be guilty. Law 27. Play on people's desire to accept a cult-like following. Many people are likely to agree with a certain statement. Give people something to believe in and fight for to get to the heart of their desire. Keep a level of ambiguity while still showing confidence. Put self-confidence ahead of logical arguments. Give your new followers rituals to do and ask them to apologize to other people on your behalf. A surefire way to gain and use power is to get people to believe in you and your cause. One of many good things about it. That can make people lie in a lot of different ways. Because of this, profits will go up. The people who follow you will keep you safe. With their help, the cult can grow, and you can get more money and people to join. People will think of you as someone who can't do anything wrong. This will let you get away with anything. It doesn't take much work at all to start a cult. This is because people have an innate need to feel like they have a purpose and belong to a group. They are easily swayed by the appeal of a short-lived trend. Throughout history, there have been many people and movements that got a lot of support. In retrospect, they seem silly or even sad, but at the time, their followers thought they came from God. Instead of giving up on people or making them make up new saints to worship, offer to be the next Messiah. Get people to give their whole lives to you. Law 28. Enter action with boldness. Don't do anything you're not sure about. Your worries and doubts will get in the way of your work. It's dangerous to be a coward. The best plan is to go into the game without any worries. I think we're all scared. We want everyone to like and accept us, and we try to avoid stress and fights as much as possible. We might think about taking a risky step, but we rarely actually do it. We are afraid of what might happen, how other people will see us, and the trouble we might cause if we leave our comfort zones. Courage, on the other hand, looks outward, and because it is less self-centered and more assertive, it can make people feel more comfortable. It's in our nature to think things through before we do anything. If you want to be successful, you'll need to be more daring to fight this tendency. Here's what you need to know about being both brave and careful. Make false claims with confidence, being sure of yourself even though you have doubts. Con artists know that the stranger the lie, the more likely it is that the person they are trying to trick will believe it. If the person telling the story has the guts to point out the mistakes, people might not notice them. If you wait, you will fail for sure. It's in our nature to notice when someone around us seems weak. If you back down or seem willing to give in, others will take advantage of your hesitation. This is what will happen if people think you are easy to get what they want and you give in easily. A risky move makes people nervous. People will think you are strong if you take risks. It's much scarier when your brave move comes out of the blue. People will be on guard because they know your next attack is coming. Inaction always leads to trouble. If you try to reach your goals without giving it your all, you'll end up in trouble like a rabbit being chased by a cat. Courage dispels all fear. People start to wonder if they can trust you when you're not sure what to do. Still, when you take risks, you bring other people with you and don't give them a chance to question your choice. When you're brave, people will notice you. Putting on a show gets you noticed, which gets you where you want to go. Law 29. Plan to the end. The end result is very important. Plan everything down to the last detail so that your hard work doesn't get undone or your praise goes to someone else. If you plan everything out, random things won't be able to throw you off track and you'll know when to give up. Thinking ahead can bring you luck and help you plan ahead. Most people think that they are always getting ready for what's coming next. They don't plan for the future based on what will happen. but on what they hope and dream will happen. It's true that sad things happen at the end of more stories than happy things. When the Athenians attacked Sicily, for example, all they could think about was the treasure and glory they would get if they won. But the war was terrible, and in the end, it caused their advanced culture to fall apart. As the Sicilians fought harder on their own land and their enemies worked together to beat them, there were several fronts of war. Without a thorough plan, things are likely to go wrong. Before you do something, you should think about what could go wrong, like making new enemies or letting a vulture steal your money. Be ready to say no if someone tries to change your plan or keep going after you had planned to stop. When you push things past their natural end, they usually react in a way that could bring you down. Take a long-term view and be aware of possible risks. Remember that your power comes as much from what you don't do as from what you do. The end is very important. It will show who gets the prize. Make it very clear and firm, and don't let anything else get in the way. Law 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Everything you do should look easy and natural on your part. The time and work that went into them and any tricks that were used must be hidden. The next time you do something, act like you can do a lot more than you really can. Don't fall into the trap of bragging about how hard you're working. It's only going to make things worse. If someone learns your tricks, they might use them against you. Volcanoes and tornadoes are two examples of natural events that show strength but look easy to people who watch them. People will be impressed and think you are strong if you look like you can do hard things with ease. This is called making the difficult look easy. People respect those who can make what seems impossible look easy. The best courtiers were proud of how easily they could make things hard. The public could see everything but the finished masterpieces in the studios of the great Renaissance artists. If people had known how hard they had to work, the magic wouldn't have worked. When a performer seems to be trying too hard, it makes us feel uncomfortable. On the other hand, when a performer is graceful, it seems easy to enjoy their work. For the same reason, your public performances should be captivating, exciting, and full of anticipation. But most of all, you should leave your audience in awe. Not if the process is made public, because then everyone would think they could have done as well or better. In the same way, don't try to show off your wit by telling people about your tricks. Law 31. Take control of the possibilities. Get others to play with the cards you deal. Give people a variety of options that will help you in some way. Put them in a situation where they have to choose between two bad options that will both help you reach your goal. We all like having choices, whether we're at the polls, at work, or at the grocery store. However, we often don't notice when our choices are severely limited. Even though it's wrong, we're willing to live with it because the alternative, total freedom, is too scary to think about. Less stress and more ease of life come from rules that are more strict. Many people don't care that their choices are limited, which makes it easy to trick them. People won't feel like they're being tricked if they have some say over what's going on. Here are some ways to make the most of situations where you have to choose between two things. Think about what could happen. Henry Kissinger used this method a lot when he talked to Richard Nixon. The three or four choices he gave were always set up in a way that made his favorite choice look better. This works especially well when dealing with a supervisor like Nixon who doesn't believe in his own skills. On the contrary, you should try to get people to support this. Contrarians will pick it up if you do the opposite of what you want, what you do want. This method is also good for children. You need to make everything fair. When someone is being stubborn, this method can be used to force them to give in. In his attempt to get a monopoly on oil, John D. Rockefeller changed the rules of the game by buying competing railroads. The oil company he wanted to buy had to accept his offer or go out of business because of the higher shipping costs or because he wouldn't ship their oil. Law 32. Play to people's fantasies. People often try to stay away from the truth because they know it will be too bad or too painful. Don't argue for reality unless you're ready to face the anger that comes with being let down. When real life gets boring, scary, or too much, it's nice to escape into a world of pretend. When morale is low, all you need to attract wealth and power is a compelling fantasy. Some popular stories that fool a lot of people do so because they give them a break from the bad things in the world. Changes in perspective that make life better. To make a difference, you got to put in time, work hard, and sometimes even give up something. Instead, make empty promises that your wealth will grow overnight, poverty to riches, sadness to happiness, sickness to health. Adventure. Every person has to work within certain limits every day, such as their social and geographical environment, their personal and family responsibilities, their financial and educational resources, and so on. Make alternate worlds that are interesting and don't follow the rules. In the 1700s, a young man in London became known for his interesting writing and stories about life on the mysterious island of Formosa, now Taiwan. After he died, it was found out that everything he had said was made up, including the Formosan language he said he spoke. A time when everyone is calm and agrees. People are divided by so many things that it is impossible to avoid conflict: egg, culture, race, income, education, religion, and politics. Instead, you should make sure there is some kind of magical bond. Resurrection. People find it hard to understand that the past is over and done with. Show a fantastic scenario in which a piece of history comes back to life, like when long-lost art or buried gold is found. Law 33. Discover each person's thumbscrew. All people have weaknesses. This kind of weakness is usually caused by some kind of fear or need. Once you find it, you can use it like a thumbscrew to turn the tide in your favor. You don't have to hurt someone to get what you want. All you have to do is act like you know personal things about them. This is the kind of thing that makes them think you are in charge. Everyone has a weak spot, a place where they can be hurt. Everyone has flaws, even if some people are more honest about them than others. When weaknesses are hidden, they are easier to use. You can easily get someone to do what you want if you know how to play on their emotions. If you want to uncover and exploit someone's weaknesses, you need to know these rules. Look and listen to what I'm saying. Nobody is capable of secrecy. Body language and other nonverbal cues are just as good as words when it comes to understanding what someone means. It all begins with conversation, though. Listen and watch what people do and say every day to learn more. Always act like you're interested in what other people have to say. A tried and true trick is to pretend to share a secret with them. The secret doesn't have to be important or even real, as long as it's presented with enough sincerity. When you show confidence, the other person is likely to do the same, which shows how insecure they are. Pay attention to the little things like what makes a person laugh, how they talk to the wait staff, and what their clothes say about them. Watch how people act when they don't know what they're doing. Discover the things they enjoy most and are always on the lookout for. Don't say no to what they want or what they like. Explore the child inside you. Our strengths and weaknesses as adults depend on how well our emotional needs were met when we were kids. Even as adults, we carry these demands with us, and they can become latent vulnerabilities if not addressed. When the other person's reaction is overly simplistic, you know you're onto something good. Find a way to give someone what they didn't get when they were younger, like love or acceptance, and do it. Look for the opposite. It's not unusual for the opposite of a person's natural tendency or trait to be hidden deep inside them. People who talk a lot are usually insecure and need attention, while the person who criticizes others the most is often the worst offender of his or her own vices. Look past what you see at first. Find the most important part. In every group or organization, there is always at least one or more key persons. They are the ones who run things behind the scenes and have significant sway over the top dog. They are really the weakest part of the chain. You can use them to convince the boss or split up a group of people who don't want to change. Law 34. Act like a king and others will treat you like one. How people treat you will depend on how you act around them. If you act like a king, people will treat you like one. Before you can get respect from other people, you have to earn it from yourself first. People will treat you like a king or queen if you carry yourself with the dignity and authority of one. A king's crown makes him look important and like he has the right to rule. Conceive of yourself as a person who is destined for greatness and act accordingly. Your self-confidence and belief in yourself will make you seem like a king or queen. Confidence like this inspires trust from those around you, allowing you to get what you desire with ease. If you think positively about yourself, that will show up in your life. When kids know what they want and ask for it with confidence, adults are often smitten and give in. Try to do things in a unique way. If you want to be treated like a king, you have to act the way people think a king should. Separating oneself from your peers by behaving differently is crucial. One way to stand out from the crowd is to keep a calm and collected attitude. This is not the same as arrogance, which is a mask for having low self-esteem. Law 35. Master the art of timing. A lack of self-control and time management is reflected in a habit of rushing. Keep your cool and act like you already know that good things are coming. As they say, time is everything in the quest for authority. You need to be able to notice favorable opportunities in order to capitalize on them. Keep your eyes open for clues and work with the good guys. But get ready to make another change right before the pendulum swings. Embrace these guidelines if you want to prosper while others perish in the oncoming tide. Change is coming, so get used to it. Pay attention to the undercurrent and the fringes of society. Instead of joining forces with a dying establishment, the best thing to do is to find new leaders and groups to back. Consider how people will respond. When a new movement takes off or a new group takes over the government, you should be ready for a wave of backlash. Don't lose your temper and be patient. Keep a low profile and bide your time during times of chaos so that you can seize the proper opportunity when it arises. Law 36. Disdain things you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. When you say that a small problem exists, you give it value and importance. Giving your full attention to an enemy is a surefire way to make them stronger. Just leave things alone. Do you want things you can't have? Don't care about it. A lack of interest can make a person look better than they are. Ignoring an annoying but small infraction is sometimes the best option. A lack of response might be interpreted as a display of authority or as a signal that the subject is unimportant. You don't have to waste time fixing someone else's problem or focusing on something that will go away on its own. People that need constant attention from you are easier to control if you simply ignore them. By ignoring them, you neutralize their effect. This may make them angry, but they are powerless to do anything about it. On the other hand, you continue to be in charge. On the other hand, if you focus too much on a small opponent, you give them too much of your attention and hurt your reputation, especially if you get into a long fight. As a result of the unsuccessful Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba in 1961, President Kennedy helped make Fidel Castro a hero. Attacking someone over a small annoyance can backfire and make you feel bad for them. Again, sometimes the wisest course of action is to do nothing. Fixing mistakes or flaws is the same way. It brings more attention to them and often makes them worse. Law 37. Create compelling spectacles. People are naturally drawn to and impressed by displays of authority that use striking imagery and symbolic gestures. Put on a show for the people around you, and they won't notice what you're doing behind their backs. Our eyes are our most important sense. Visuals are more memorable than spoken descriptions. Visuals evoke strong feelings in people without ever being misunderstood or misconstrued, unlike words. Aligning oneself with potent symbols and imagery can only increase your stature. Rally, thrill, and unite your people with the use of symbols. Discover a symbol to stand for your cause. The more meaning it has for you, the better. Putting well-known and respected symbols in new situations can make them more powerful. During the 1648 French Revolution, adherents to the king made fun of the rebels by likening their weapons, which were slingshots, to those used by little boys. A sarcastic word became a sign worn by the rebels and used as a rallying cry after it was transformed into one by a cardinal. Create a performance or presentation with your images and symbols that will amaze and entertain the audience. Make sure the most important pictures are in the middle and up front and use color well. If you put on a good show, people won't even care what you have to say. Law 38. Think what you want, but behave like others. Don't show off your originality just for the sake of it. People will assume that you are trying to get their attention at the expense of the thoughts itself. Try to blend in and work on your touch instead. Don't share your unique ideas with people who aren't already fans of your creativity. It's not possible to be completely honest. As kids, we are taught to hide our true feelings so we don't hurt other people's feelings and to instead give them the reassurance they want. While we're free to think and believe what we like on the inside, we generally avoid being offensive on the outside. Some, however, resist being confined in this way and instead seek to establish the superiority of their own unique worldview. People have a hard time rejecting their ideals because of the emotional investment they require. Most out-of-the-ordinary folks figure out how to fit in and only associate with others who share their ideas. What people think of you is based on how you look, so if you conform to the norm, no one will bother you. In modern society, there are numerous orthodoxies from which a departure is seen as unacceptable. Jonas Salk broke scientific rules when he told the public about his work on a polio vaccine before it had been reviewed by his peers. Scientists eventually avoided him because of this. However, those in positions of power understand the importance of appearing to cater to everyone's needs. You pretend to be different people to avoid criticism and get people to do what you want. When people think you believe what they do, they are more likely to talk to you and trust you. Law 39. Stir up waters, force fish to the surface. Emotion and rage are unproductive from a strategic perspective. Try to keep your cool and your objectivity. If you can make your opponent angry and still stay calm, you have the upper hand. Remember these two things the next time someone treats you badly for no obvious reason. They will look ridiculous and lose the respect of everyone around them when they lose their composure. Their actions show that they don't have any hope, which is clear. Their anger isn't aimed at you in particular. It comes from unresolved problems from the past. It's not really about you, but about them trying to punish or control you, and you should work to stop them. Stay level-headed and consider how you may put someone else's feelings to good use rather than letting yourself get swept up in them. You may want to intentionally upset someone, either to show how unstable their mind is or to get them to act irrationally. One of the many ways to do this is to insult your opponent's manhood or vanity. If you can get them to do something, you'll have a clear advantage. Law 40. Despise the free lunch. Be wary of anything that says it will solve all of your problems for free. Most of the time, it involves lying or making a promise that can't be kept. What is valuable merits financial investment. If you find your own way to pay, you can avoid debt, regret, and lying. It is also smart to pay the full price asked. To achieve greatness, you can't take shortcuts. If you use money in a smart and creative way, it will help you gain more power and respect in society. You could also pull off a scam by playing on people's emotions and rationalizations when it comes to money. Someone owes you something if they give you a gift without asking for anything in return. Keep your independence, but use the strategy with other people. When you give someone a gift, you make them feel like they owe you something. Disarming the target makes it less likely that she will notice your true intentions. The more popular and well-liked you become as a result of your generosity, the closer you are to achieving your goal of being powerful. Law 41. Don't follow your great predecessors, become great in your own way. The first time something happens is always more fun and interesting than the second time. You'll need to accomplish twice as much as your predecessor or father in order to overtake them in prominence if you're succeeding them. Do not become mired in their gloom or a bygone era that was not your doing. Make a name for yourself by taking a new approach. Kill the controlling dad, make fun of his family history, and use the power of your glow to rise to the top. Successors often face challenges when put in the position of leading or parenting in the footsteps of a great leader or celebrity parent. The predecessor's success was achieved by gradually amassing power, making this attempt particularly challenging. The successor will have to work with an already established reality. The successor is under external pressure to keep going in the same direction, since this has been successful in the past. As a result, the successor may be hesitant to make changes for fear of losing his own inheritance. But to hold power, you need to project an image of superiority. It's tough to project even greater grandeur when you have to live in the shadow of a great forerunner. But if you run into this problem, there are ways to fix it. To succeed, you must be able to either meet an unmet need or to move into and take control of a new environment. When taking over for a legendary leader, you got to carve out a unique niche for yourself. Law 42. Eliminate the man in charge. All problems may be traced back to one powerful person. Minimize their impact by isolating them or doing away with them. In every group or club, there are always a few people whose main goal is to cause trouble and spread bad news. These troublemakers could be direct in their actions or more subtle. They might be in charge of the group, but that's not for sure. No matter what, these whispers hurt the effectiveness and cooperation of a group by sowing discord and dissatisfaction and causing people to split up. If you don't fix their problems right away, they will spread like a virus. People like this were usually kicked out of Athens because they could cause harm. Find the potential sources of difficulty and eliminate them before they may derail your plans and power. If you think trouble is coming, find the person everyone is listening to and quoting. A common trait among those who cause trouble is an excessive need to complain. To stop them, you must quickly put them in a separate place. Some people who want to stir things up like to do it in secret, so their actions might not be noticed by others. Simply calling attention to the person's behavior can often lessen its impact. Law 43. Work on the hearts and emotions of others. The results of intimidation are always counterproductive. Those around you need to be enticed to make a change and follow you. Someone you've swayed through seduction will serve as your loyal pawn. You attract people by playing on their insecurities and psyches. Use their weakness to your advantage by appealing to their sense of empathy and by taking advantage of their worries and values. Using force to get people to do what you want them to do might work in the short term, but it's not a good long-term strategy because it makes people more resistant. Instead of forcing them to do what you want, it will be better and less expensive to win their love and cooperation. Getting people to agree with you is all about using their feelings and weaknesses. Learn to read their unique emotional and psychological responses. Target powerful emotions such as hate, envy, and love. Play on their fears and what they care about. When you connect with their emotions, they're more susceptible to your control. Mao always spoke in a simple way that reflected the feelings of the crowd when he gave speeches. The best way to get people to feel something is to do the opposite of what they expect, like being kind when your opponents expect you to get even with them. You can also win hearts by promising security, allaying fears, or relieving despair. Use symbolic actions to make people like you, like showing that you suffer too, even if it's not as bad as what they're going through. To find out what likes and dislikes motivate them, get them to open up. Use these as leverage. Another way to connect effectively with people is by appealing to their self-interest, which is the strongest motivator. Show them how what you want will benefit them. People are more likely to support a cause if it helps them in some way. Law 44. Disarm and enrage with the mirror effect. The mirror indicates actuality, but it is also the perfect tool for trickery. When you copy your enemies and do what they do, they can't figure out what you're doing. The mirror effect deceives and ridicules them. They are forced to overreact. Few can withstand the authority of the mirror effect. When you walk by a mirror and see yourself, it can be shocking and make you feel powerful. You can create a similarly powerful effect on others when you use the psychological technique of mirroring. You can cancel out what your opponent does if you do what they do. Repeating their actions or words frustrates and distracts them from their objectives. Throwing their words or actions back at them can also disguise what you're up to and give you time to maneuver. It works well for both political and military campaigns. But most of the time, you'll want to use mirroring to charm, manipulate, or trick someone. Most people try to control conversations with their thoughts, feelings, and experiences, and others expect that. When you instead mirror or reflect back and appear to share their deepest thoughts and feelings, they're disarmed. Find out what sets the other person apart and reflect it, fuel their fantasies. Watch their expressions and gestures for indications of their emotions, consider their clothing and style, whom they associate with, and their habits. Surprise them with your deep understanding of their psyche, and they'll be so touched and grateful that they become putty in your hands. Law 45. Advocate the need for change, but never too much at once. In general, everyone understands the need for change, but on a day-to-day basis, people are creatures of habit. Too many new ideas will make people unhappy and lead to rebellion. If you are new to a place of power or an outsider trying to build a power base, make a show of honoring the old way of perpetrating things. People know that things need to change, but they don't like changes that seem sudden or chaotic, or that affect them directly. We're creatures of habit, and change upsets our routines and expectations. Some changes are met with resistance right away. When too much change happens too quickly, it makes people anxious, which will eventually boil over. Every revolution, no matter how welcome at first, eventually sparks a strong backlash. But there are ways to make change more appealing and less scary for people, which makes it more likely to work. An effective approach is to employ a comforting deception. Preach change and even make changes behind the scenes, but maintain the comforting appearance of familiar institutions and traditions. Law 46. Never appear too perfect. When you appear better than those around, it is dangerous. It is even more dangerous when you appear faultless or without weakness. Envy generates silent enemies. On the safe side, it is smart to occasionally admit to harmless vices. This will keep people from being jealous and make you seem more friendly and real. People around you will be jealous of your success, which can hurt you if you don't see the warning signs and stop it before it gets worse. Most of the time, your talent, success, and popularity will make other people feel uncomfortable. The reason is that most people think they are better than they really are. Your success shows them that they are not as smart or talented as they thought they were. They might even be just okay. This stirs up envy and feelings of inferiority. People may disguise their envy by criticizing you, for instance, by saying you got where you are by taking advantage of others, or they'll praise you excessively. Others will try to hurt you indirectly by working quietly and steadily to do so. When someone is jealous, they might say something sarcastic or act angry. The people you should be most afraid of are the ones closest to you, like your family, friends, peers, and other people you've surpassed. Although you may not recognize that someone's jealousy is building, you'll eventually feel the brunt of it unless you learn to prevent or de-escalate it. Often your obliviousness and your own actions will stir up envy. You can lessen it by being aware of your actions and habits. Law 47. Succeed in moderation, then go beyond the result you aim for. When you've just won, it's often the most dangerous time. When you're in this kind of mood, you might feel too sure of yourself and too proud, which could make you go beyond what you want to do. Because of this, you will make enemies. Strategy and planning are irreplaceable. Set a goal for yourself, and when you reach it, stop. Once you've won, it's tempting and risky to keep going. The difference between the powerful and those who want to be powerful is the ability to resist temptation, stop, and keep what you have. This is the danger that comes with winning. Up until the point where you won, you relied on a plan which gave you the power to decide what would happen next. But victory and the happiness it brings make you lose control for two reasons. They encourage you to keep going past your plan. This may not be the best path for you anymore because your success was due to a unique set of circumstances that won't happen again. Success makes you feel happy and like you can do anything. You want to win so badly that you're willing to take risks that hurt or even ruin your chances. A complicating factor is that people below you feeling the same emotions often press you to go beyond your mark and risk losing what you've gained. Even though winning is exciting, you need to let your head, not your heart, lead you. When you win, that's the time to stop and think. Don't fool yourself into thinking that your success was all because of your intelligence. Luck and one-time events played a part, and they are always changing. Your luck will change. When you win is when you should open your eyes and start getting ready. You need a new plan that will help you stay in charge. Law 48. Adopt formlessness as a strategy. When you start to take shape, it's easier for other people to figure out who you are. They know what you're going to do and how to hurt you the most. Instead of being shapely and thus predictable, stay adaptable and flexible. To help you, you should realize that nothing is permanent. Use the logic of water, which is that it has no shape and moves around, and stop betting on stability or lasting order. Things change, and so should you. If you can learn to be shapeless, which means to be flexible, fluid, and unpredictable, your opponents won't be able to figure you out. Formlessness is a good way to plan. It gives you room to move, lets you surprise your opponent, and confuses them. It's a tool that gives you more strength. Don't get stuck in one system, process, strategy, or way of doing things. Adapt to what you need and what's going on. Guerrilla warfare has no clear shape or structure, without a clear or definite shape or structure. During the Arab revolt against the Ottoman Empire in World War I, a British officer and diplomat named T. Lawrence used formlessness as a guerrilla strategy. He helped the Arabs hide in the desert so they couldn't be seen by the Turks when they were fighting with them. The Turks spent a lot of time and effort trying to find them, but the Arabs didn't show up until they attacked. Their indirectness and sneakiness won out. Formlessness is useful in many situations besides war because it gives your opponents nothing solid to attack. When you're not stuck in a system and can't change how you do things, you can move quickly, notice change, and adapt to it. When you're in a fight with someone stronger and more set in their ways, be shapeless and flexible. Then you can catch them by surprise. Okay, let's sum it all up. These are all the main ideas of the book, The 48 Laws of Power. Law 1. Never outperform the master. Law 2. Never lay too much trust in friends. Know how to manipulate enemies. Law 3. Hide your intentions. Law 4. Always say less than you could. Law 5. Guard your reputation with life. Law 6. By all means, attract attention. Law 7. Take credit for others' work. Law 8. Have other people come to you. Lure them if you have to. Law 9. Win through your actions. Never try to win through argument. Law 10. Avoid unhappy and unlucky people. Law 11. Learn to make people depend on you. Law 12. Be selective with your honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Law 13. When you want to ask for help, appeal to the person's self-interest. Law 14. Disguise as a friend, work as a spy. Law 15. Completely destroy your enemy. Law 16. Gain respect and honor with your absence. Law 17. Create suspense and be unpredictable. Law 18. Withdraw for a while, but don't isolate yourself. Law 19. Don't offend the wrong person. Have an idea of who you're dealing with. Law 20. Don't take sides. Law 21. Appear dumber than your enemy. Law 22. Change weakness into power by using the surrendering trick. Law 23. Concentrate your forces. Law 24. Play the perfect courtier. Law 25. Recreate yourself. Law 26. Keep your hands clean. Law 27. Play on people's desire to accept a cult-like following. Law 28. Enter action with boldness. Law 29. Plan to the end. Law 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Law 31. Take control of the possibilities. Get others to play with the cards you deal. Law 32. Play to people's fantasies. Law 33. Discover each person's thumbscrew. Law 34. Act like a king and others will treat you like one. Law 35. Master the art of timing. Law 36. Disdain things you cannot have. Ignoring them is the best revenge. Law 37. Create compelling spectacles. Law 38. Think what you want but behave like others. Law 39. Stir up waters, force fish to the surface. Law 40. Despise the free lunch. Law 41. Don't follow your great predecessors, become great in your own way. Law 42. Eliminate the man in charge. Law 43. Work on the hearts and emotions of others. Law 44. Disarm and enrage with the mirror effect. Law 45. Advocate the need for change, but never too much at once. Law 46. Never appear too perfect. Law 47. Succeed in moderation, don't go beyond the result you aim for. Law 48. Adopt formlessness as a strategy.